I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. A couple of years ago, I had the chance to meet a three-legged rescue dog named Marshall. His owner, Cindy Willenbrock, had written a children's book based on his story, Marshall the Miracle Dog. It's now a feature film directed by Jay Kanzler, who joins us now on Cityscape. Hi, Jay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Steve. Thank you very much for having us in.
You know, I first interviewed Cindy, it was a couple of years ago at least, I guess, for STL TV. And I remember during the interview that she mentioned just in passing that there might be some interest in this becoming a movie. And I thought, boy, in my own mind, I thought, boy, I've heard that before. Yeah. So I'm so excited to actually see what's happened for Cindy and for Marshall in the book. It's amazing.
It really is. And, you know, Cindy will tell you it's a perfect example of why you should never limit yourself or your kind of expectations in life. She saw something very special in Marshall and kind of built on that. And we're all excited about what we have now.
Well, help me tell her story. Marshall was originally from somewhere down, I don't know, was it around Rolla, somewhere in southwest Missouri.
That's right.
And Marshall had been found, I guess it was a farm or someone in a rural area was a dog hoarder who got busted, I guess is right. The way to put it. Tell the story.
Yeah. You know, he is a Missouri dog. He was held in a pen with 60 other dogs by a dog hoarder on a vacant, abandoned kind of area. So, and Animal Planet had been tipped off that this dog hoarder had the dogs, and they went down there and they were filming the show. The dogs were then turned over to the Humane Society. And Marshall was in real bad shape. He had been bullied by the other dogs. His leg had been broken. He had a huge gash wound in the side of his head and bite marks. And when the Humane Society looked at him and said, well, let's put him on the operating table. Let's see what we can do. They put him on the table. They had to amputate one of his legs, the broken leg. It had become so badly infected. And he died three times while they were operating, and they had to do little doggy CPR on him. But he survived, and that's where he got his name, Marshall the Miracle Dog. And Cindy, after he had healed, saw him on the Humane Society website, said, looked at him, you know, a dog with a big scar and three legs, and thought, no one is ever going to adopt this dog, so I'm going to. And she will tell you he has been the greatest thing in her life and in other people's lives, because they've gone out and really promoted this anti-bullying, kindness, empathy message that's evident both in the movie but also in her book, Marshall the Miracle Dog.
Now, the movie's a lot different than the book. It's based on it's not the book story. It's a
Correct.
Different story and has another character. There's a young boy that you call Finn who's, I guess, 13 years old.
Right.
So who came up with the rest of the story? Was Cindy involved in that?
Right. You know, somebody had come to Cindy and said, you know, I'd like to try my hand at a script for the book. And some folks in Hollywood were interested in making the movie out there. That started – Cindy really wanted to keep it here local, and she met up with a film producer, cinematographer here in town, Chris Benson. And Chris and Cindy started talking about it, said, yeah, we can make the movie here. And Chris and I had worked on film projects as well, and they came to me and said, would you kind of take a look at the script, read it, see what you think? And I just started looking at it. I loved the story. I rewrote the script. And then we came up with, between Chris, Cindy, and myself, what is now, you know, Marshall the Miracle Dog.
As a filmmaker, most of your background is with documentaries.
It is. It is.
In fact, the first one you did, I think you were on the board of Circus Flora, and you did, what was the name of that?
A Magical Life Circus
right,
Flora.
Right.
And the Circus Flora and the Flying Willenda family.
Right. Which I saw and was great, by the way. So what interested you in this?
It was the story. The story of kindness, forgiveness, a boy and his dog. You know, the story is centered around a boy who's moved to a new town, is kind of having trouble at school. Some of the kids are bullying him. He comes across this dog who's in a similar situation, a hoarder, being bullied by the other dogs. And they come together and there's something about the being united together, and they go out, and you know, it ends in a happy ending
because he starts advocating for the dog.
Right, that's right.
Is that how he finds his own strength for himself?
Right. That's right. He sees strength in the dog, and his the dog is hurt and sick, just like the real Marshall was, and he's got to get this dog out of the hoarding situation into the vet so that the dog can be saved. And through this kind of almost an E.T.-like chase, you know, there's a kind of a – they transform their personality.
This film I've read several times. It's described as a family film. Are you comfortable with that title?
I am absolutely. In fact, that is exactly what we set out to make, a family film for all ages that has this anti-bullying message, this kindness, empathy message. But what I didn't want to make, and what neither did Cindy or Chris, is kind of an ABC after-school special. That's not what we made. We made a film that is very entertaining in my mind and has won awards. Was the audience choice at the St. Louis International Film Festival, but that people can leave and say, you know what, that spoke to me in this way or that way, and almost has the audience leave with a call to action, a call to kindness.
You mean to treat people fairly?
Absolutely. Fairly, kindly, and redemption. You know what it says? You can find friendship. You can find good in people. Even the bully at the end of this movie is redeemed and has developed a friendship with Finn. You know, that happens in real life. My best friend from high school, he and I had a falling out and we were angry at one another, and 10 years went by and we didn't speak. And you know what? We finally spoke again, and it was the best day that I can think of that we kind of said, you know what? We forgave one another.
So Marshall the Miracle Dog was filmed primarily, maybe exclusively in Southern Illinois.
Primarily. Some of it was in St. Louis as well.
Uh-huh. And you have some what I would consider a pretty impressive roster of actors, I mean professional actors from – I mean Hollywood actors.
Right. The idea was this is a it's an independent film, but it's a bigger budget motion picture, just like a Hollywood picture. It is Lauren Holly, who was in Dumb and Dumber and NCIS, and Matthew Settle, who was in Band of Brothers, and Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie. And then locally, we have Greg Warren, who's a comedian actor, and Bill Cott, an actor comedian, as well as some other St. Louis actors. So, yeah, it's a full-fledged Hollywood cast.
Yeah, we've had Greg Warren on this program several times in the past. What about the young actor who plays Finn, Lucas Carroll? What can you tell me about him?
He was a great kid. You know, he comes out of southern Michigan right there on the Indiana border, and we had been looking around the Midwest for someone, and he came down. I saw his audition tape. I said, would you like to come down? He came down, and he just won us over. And he – not only is he great in the film, but he was everyone's favorite person on the set. Everyone became Lucas's best friend, and he's a star.
How long did it take you to shoot the movie?
We shot it in 3 weeks.
I'm thinking, Jay, because you have a background primarily in documentaries, that in a lot of ways this must have been a whole new experience for you.
It was. I had one prior narrative feature called 23 Minutes to Sunrise that was shot here. But you are always learning, and it is very, very different than shooting documentaries. And, you know, but again, there's this wonderful film community here in St. Louis, including Chris Benson, including, you know, people say, well, you know, you have to go out of town to make a big motion picture. No, you don't. Those folks are right here.
Well, isn't part of the reason that you shot in Illinois because they offer some pretty decent incentives?
They do offer tax credits, and unfortunately, when you were
that
trying to get –
That changed here in Missouri, didn't it?
Right. It used to be you had you could get tax credits in Missouri. They are no longer available, although the legislature is looking at that again. And, you know, unfortunately, without the tax credits, it makes it difficult. It's expensive making movies.
Well, as far as the actors again, the dog that plays Marshall – is also from Hollywood.
Yes, you know, you have to have a trained dog. And so one of the dogs – and the other dog, the bully dog in it, if you've ever seen the – it was a Super Bowl commercial a couple years ago. There's a boy who's riding a big dog in a Doritos ad. Uh-huh. Well, that's the bully dog in Marshall the Miracle Dog. Oh. So, yeah, we had six or seven dogs come in from L.A. for the film. And it's hard working with dogs.
And you actually – don't you have a bit part in it?
I do. I'm a concrete worker. Look for it. It's Oscar worthy.
And the original, the real Marshall also appears at the end.
Yes,
what role
does
he play?
At the end, it's kind of, at the end of the film, sometimes you'll go to pictures of the real people. So we have a montage of Marshall and the real Dr. Schwartz who operated on him, of Cindy and the people in Marshall's life that have kind of been touched by him through the years.
I don't know if you know anything about this, but this weekend there's something called the Commit to Be Kind Weekend that they're tying into this film. What can you tell me about that?
And what we are doing here, this film is showing all four corners of the state, 40 theaters around Missouri, Commit to Be Kind. And the idea was we get people throughout Missouri that are watching this movie all at the same time in conjunction with 4-H, in conjunction with the Humane Society and animal shelters. David Backus from the Blues will be out at St. Charles watching the movie and signing autographs. Kyle McClellan on Saturday in De Pere. And we want people to enjoy themselves, watch a great movie, but then go out and commit to be kind, whether it's kindness to an animal, kindness to one another, commit to be kind.
Well, hoarding and, that sort of stuff is I call it an epidemic almost.
It's not about – hoarders are not necessarily bad people.
Right.
They love the animals. They've just put them into a situation that is not good for those animals.
Well, if you'd like to see Marshall, the Miracle Dog, and we'll repeat, it's a family film appropriate for everyone. It will be shown at various times this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at Warrenburg and B&B Theaters, and you said across the state.
Right. And here in St. Louis, all the Warrenburg Theaters. But one thing is it's during the daylight hours, not in the evening time. So
how has Marshall – maybe I should ask it this way in just a few seconds. Mm-hmm. Has knowing Marshall and his story changed your life?
Absolutely. You can't think about not being changed in terms of how you approach people, people with disabilities, people that are a little bit different. You got to commit to be kind.
Jay Kanzler is the director of Marshall, the Miracle Dog. Please give Cindy Willenbrock, the author, and the real Marshall's owner, our best regards.
Absolutely.
And we'll look forward to seeing the movie. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you, Steve.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to take a look at the Nine Network's two-part exploration of the legacy and contributions of St. Louis to America's music heritage. And reporter Nancy Fowler will share her interview with a Ferguson activist who heard the bullets that killed Michael Brown and who is now in a drama class hoping to be cast in the Gitana Productions play about police and African-American communities. And in the next installment of Soundbites, we're going to look at the renewed interest in fried chicken in St. Louis. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Erica Smith, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr and Katie Cook. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening. Join us next week.